bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey everyone, it's Alex. This week's story is from Christy. She's an incredibly talented music composer and a reoccurring guest host on Scavenger's Hoard podcast and What the Force podcast. Her episodes are always mind-blowing, so please take a listen. So without further ado, welcome to episode 21 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Hi, Lipsticks and Lightsabers. My name's Christy Carew. I'm a music composer for film, TV, and multimedia. How I became engaged with Star Wars was when I was 6 years old. I was playing outside, 1988. I heard my neighbor watching the VHS in his basement, heard that main title blasting, ran over, sat down with him, watched the whole thing. Not only fell in love with Star Wars, but became obsessed with the idea of making music for movies and being like my hero, John Williams. And it's really affected and impacted my life and the path that I took, as that's now what I do. And I engage with the fandom every single day, not just with the projects that I compose music for within the fandom. And of course, my biggest dream is to score an official Lucasfilm project. But I've got a group chat of my Star Wars friends. We talk every day, all day long. I'm engaging with it on Twitter, on Facebook, on my blog, on Tumblr, where I discuss the music and concepts of Star Wars. And I was also really lucky to spend 2 weeks last year at Skywalker Ranch as part of the Sundance Film Music Lab, where I got to interact with the creators of the sound, the original trilogy, the prequels, the sequels. They taught me so much about Star Wars and really opened my mind up, even though it's been a 30-year obsession. It's really impacted my life in so many different ways, from the career path that I took to the friends that are in my life. And I like to go on podcasts a lot, such as Scavenger's Hoard, What the Force, Girls with Sabers. I love discussing not just the music, but the overall concepts of Star Wars, and it's just my favorite thing to do. I'm most excited for episode 9, of course, the culmination of the Skywalker saga. The sequel trilogy is extremely meaningful to me, even more than the original trilogy and the prequel trilogy, and I never thought that would happen. I'm super excited and hopeful for a sequel to Solo. I'm looking forward to The Mandalorian, with Ludwig Göransson's score, and I'm also just really excited to head down to Galaxy's Edge with my son and daughter and experience that with my family. So keep up your amazing work, and thanks for listening to my Star Wars story.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Christy, and you can find her at Christy_Carew on Twitter. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story to lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making this show happen, and if you want to reach out to us, you can find us on Twitter, @lip_lightsabers, and myself, @AlexLeonis. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!